Is someone there? Hello? What are you doing here? I asked you first. This is my library. I have every right to be here. You're the stranger. What are you doing here? Why would you be here? This place has been left to the sands of time for God knows how long. I should be alone. That was part of the deal I made. I'm supposed to protect this place. I'm supposed to be left alone and no one's supposed to find me. And if you are able to find it, that means that others are able to. And my job just got a lot fucking harder. Secrets. Secrets are supposed to remain secret. That's why they're called secrets. This isn't supposed to be happening to me. I'm supposed to be forgotten about. That's what I was promised, what I was told was going to happen. That this library would remain a relic of the past. A bastion to the old secrets. I would become just another myth in the grand scheme of things. Like the Amazons or a Cyclops. How did you even manage to find this place? A map? And what do you mean by a map? All the maps to this place should have been destroyed long ago. I know because I took part in it. I personally smashed one of the pallets. So what do you mean by a map? Because part of the deal when I took over this position as guardian was that all the maps had to be destroyed. That way, it would be even harder for someone to find this place. Did you just stumble upon the map then? Like, how did you come across it? Someone unburied it. Oh no. I didn't think this day would ever come. It wasn't supposed to come. I thought I was safe. I thought I had more time. But it turns out that it was all just some sort of lie, wasn't it? I have a duty I was sworn to do. I'm not just going to abandon my post because things got difficult. So tell me who you are. A scholar. Someone with a thirst for knowledge. Someone who is as curious as you should know to exercise more caution when entering places like this. Did you not read about the scorpion woman who guards the halls of the library? You thought it was a myth. Where do you think the stories come from, little one? There is always some sort of truth hidden within the story. You just have to know what you're looking for. I was tasked with guarding this place as a form of penance. Betraying some gods will get you in quite a bit of trouble. But I've dedicated my life to this place as a form of penance, as a form of growth. Sure, it was partially as a punishment, but partially because I don't want anyone to suffer the same fate as me. Redemption doesn't come easily. I study these books trying to learn, trying to better myself. Not that there's much else to do when you're locked in a library for all of eternity, but I suppose there are worse fates. You mentioned a map earlier. Were you sent here as punishment too? So this is all curiosity for you. While I technically shouldn't be saying this, I have to admit that it's respectable. It seems like you were searching for one thing and ended up way out of your depth, little one. I understand. It's the fact that you didn't run away that I'm finding myself attracted to this boldness of yours. Probably expecting the shattered remains of a library that you would have to spend decades unearthing. You aren't expecting to take some stairs into an underground library that was guarded by a creature of myth. But it's more thrilling this way, yes? I'm guessing you've never met a monster up close since you didn't even believe we were real. Is that a correct assumption? I could tell from how you were staring up at me. You don't hide your emotions well. They're written all across your cute face. Despite my better judgment, I feel a sort of kinship towards you. A scholar, traveling alone, on the search for knowledge. In a way, it's similar to my own story. Except instead of traveling, I was sentenced here for the rest of time. Regardless, everything I've been told about humans from the stories I read, you don't seem like them. I can't help but feel there's something special about you. You want to know more about the world around you. Understand everything that is going on just a bit better. The world was a confusing place when I lived in it. I can only imagine that it's gotten more complicated as advancements happened. I wasn't deaf to the changes outside, but it just never really mattered. It's not like it touches me within these four library walls. But now that you're here, it's proof that the times are changing and I need to change with them. I'm considering offering you something against my better judgments. How badly do you want access to this library and all its secrets, little one? If you want to learn as badly as you say you do, then there are two requirements. The first, any new information you find, you must report it back to me. I am curious about what you learn as well. If it's any different, if it's more interesting, you know, I want to compare notes. You don't spend forever reading books such as these without wanting to know more about the secrets you're guarding. I want to know everything you know. So, every new moon, you are to come back here and tell me what you learn. Is that doable? I didn't think you would oppose that one. It's the easier of the two. The other requirement is a tad bit more intimate. But if I'm to let you pass, you must show me that you can be trusted in return. I am not about to let someone of ill intent have access to this much knowledge. I need to test you first. Make sure that you are going to make good on your promise to share any information. Do you trust that I will not hurt you, little one? Then swear it on my stinger. You heard me correctly. Hold the stinger and swear on it. It's the only way I'll know you're serious. I'll be able to feel your heartbeats. If you are not here to learn and have some other intentions in your hearts, it'll show, and I'll be able to take you out with one simple strike. It requires trust on your behalf. You have to understand my perspective. You are a scholar. One that I've never heard of. And then you found this place after it has been sealed for centuries. I need to do my job properly. So please, reach out and touch my stinger. Very good, little one. Take it gently in your hands and tell me, why are you here? You aren't lying. Your intentions are true, little one. You're truthfully here to learn and nothing else. And you swear to share any new information you find with me? Your heart remains steady. You speak the truth. You have no ill intent, only a thirst for knowledge. You're one of the few worthy enough to enter my library, little one. On one exception, I want to seal this pact. Ensure that you will come to me every new moon, or else you'll be thrown out of here. How else am I to trust you? It's important that you keep your word. So, I will not attack you, and I will answer any question that you have in exchange for letting you explore this library and learning every little detail until your heart's content. All that's left is to seal it for the gods to see. So follow me, little one. You're not nervous, are you? It's a painless process. One of pleasure, if I'm being honest. For knowledge is one of the most important things in this world. The gods respect someone who wants to know more. Even I have to admire it. Here we are, the center of the first floor. You are to take a seat on the altar, understand? It's for the sealing of the pack. Duh. Are you going to back out now? Of course not. You're so close that you can taste it. All it costs is being allowed to use your body as an incubator for my eggs. Flustering at the very thought. Why don't you get on the altar and offer yourself to the guardian of the library?